Welcome back to the Learning Clinic Radio Show on CKLU 96.7 FM. I'm your host, Robert Kerwin, and we're coming to you this afternoon from the campus of Laurentian University in Sudbury. It's an open show today. We have some guests starting next Monday from the Sudbury District Health Unit for 4 weeks in a row, but today it's an open show and we're fielding questions basically through the power of the internet. The second question I received today comes from the owner of a retail store in Sudbury. He wanted to know why it's so hard to find young people today who are willing to work for a living instead of expecting to have everything handed to them. Now, this isn't the first time that we've heard this type of comment coming from business owners. In a way, it's kind of harsh, but unfortunately, a lot of young people seem to expect to start out with a job with the same level of benefits that it took their predecessors 10 or 15 years to earn. I really don't have a definite answer to the store owner who sent me the question, but let me tell you one of the main reasons why I have been doing the Learning Clinic show for the past 3 years. When I started in January 2008, I wanted to bring special guests from the community onto the program so that we could discuss their particular careers as well as the real-life decisions and choices they had to make during their life to arrive at their destination. I've had a lot of very successful people on the show. And in each case, it wasn't easy for them. They had to go over a lot of hurdles. They had to deal with a lot of difficulties and challenges and disappointments. But I'm hoping that by sharing their story with our listeners, that whether our listeners are students or parents, that the message will get across to young people that everything that's worthwhile in life takes a bit of effort, that things just don't get handed to you. Now, it's become clear to me that what we're doing on the radio show is helping our listeners become familiar with some of the rules of life that they'll be facing as they continue their own journey. And by enlightening people with some of the rules of life, hopefully we'll be getting rid of a lot of the difficulties some of the people like the retail store owner who sent in the question are running into. Now, I wouldn't put myself on the same level as someone as famous as Bill Gates, but I was most impressed with an article I read about a speech he once gave to a high school in the United States. During his presentation, Bill Gates provided the audience with 10 rules about life that they had not and would not learn in school. So you can imagine Bill Gates standing up in front of this crowd, these students, graduation day. And he gave them a speech. And he told them, here are 10 rules about life that you have not learned in school and you will not learn in school. He talked about how feel-good, politically correct teachings have created a generation of kids with no concept of reality and how this concept has set them up for failure in the real world. Now this is getting around to the point of this store owner from Sudbury had when he sent in his email and sent in his comment. Bill Gates wasn't trying to destroy the confidence and self-esteem of the young students he was speaking to. He was trying to warn them about some of the realities of life that they would soon run into once they entered the real world. I'm sure you will agree it is a warning that all university students and secondary students, school students, should be aware of in order that they might develop the necessary skills to avoid failure when they finally venture out on their own. So let me share the rules of life according to Bill Gates. I happen to agree with what he says. Rule number one, life is not fair. Get used to it. Very simple. Rule number one, life is not fair. Get used to it. Don't whine about it. It's just not fair. Rule number two, the world won't care about your self-esteem. The world will expect you to accomplish something before you feel good about yourself. So when you go out in the real world, don't expect everybody to be really concerned about your self-esteem the way people in school have been concerned about your self-esteem. They're going to expect you to do something good. They don't care about your self-esteem. When you do something good, then you can feel good about yourself. Rule number three, Bill Gates says you will not, I repeat, you will not make $60,000 a year right out of high school or university. You won't be a vice president with a car phone until you earn both. So he says, don't expect to come out with salary levels that your parents could only dream about. There are an awful lot of people making good money in this world today, but don't expect that just because you come out with a university degree, you're going to walk right into a job where you're making $60,000 to $100,000 a year. Some of you will. Most of you will not. Rule number four, Bill Gates says, if you think your teacher is tough, wait till you get a boss. If you think your teacher's tough, wait till you're working for somebody. Wait till you're working for a boss. And then try coming in late on a regular basis. Then try not having your working material and your tools with you. Then try not meeting deadlines. Teachers are tough. A boss is much tougher. Rule number five, flipping burgers is not beneath your dignity. Your grandparents had a different word for flipping burgers. According to Bill Gates, he's telling all young people that when grandparents flipped burgers, they called it opportunity. Rule number six, if you mess up, it's not your parents' fault. So don't whine about your mistakes, learn from them. Don't whine about your mistakes. Don't go around blaming other people. It's your fault. If you mess up, it's your fault. Learn from them and move forward. Rule number seven. In many cases, schools have done away with winners and losers, but life has not. In some schools, they've abolished failing grades. They'll give you as many times as you want to get the right answer. This doesn't bear the slightest resemblance to anything in real life. So when you get out working, when you get into real life, there are winners and there are losers. And you're not going to get as many times or as long as you need to finish your projects for your boss as you do in school. Rule number eight, life is not divided into semesters. You don't get summers off, and very few employers are interested in helping you find yourself. You do that on your own time. So don't expect the same amount of time off as you do when you're going to school. Very few jobs require you to work for less than 200 days a year. Rule number nine, television is not real life. In real life, people actually have to leave the coffee shop and go to jobs. I have to say that rule number nine is one of the most important ones that Bill Gates said. Television is not real life, because I've talked to so many young people who take a look at careers that are glorified and glamorized in television. Forensic sciences, emergency care workers at the hospitals, at lawyers. Looks very good on television when everything's wrapped up in 60 minutes. But television is not real life. And before you're going to be selecting your career path, make sure that you've done an awful lot of research. And it's not just that you're interested in a particular career because it looked good on TV. And rule number 10, Bill Gates says, be nice to nerds. Be nice to nerds. Chances are you'll end up working for one. Very interesting way to finish off the list. Because an awful lot of young people seem to think that anyone who has any kind of interest in being successful at school, any kind of interest in getting high marks and doing well, is nothing but a nerd. They're just not enjoying life. Well, as Bill Gates says, be nice to these people, because there's a very good chance you're going to end up working for one. So if you have a chance to tune in to the Learning Clinic radio show Monday afternoons from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock during the year, you're going to hear from a lot of very talented and successful people sharing some of their own rules of life, providing you with some true insight into the world of work in a wide variety of careers. Look at the website, thelearningclinic.ca. Go to the radio show section and see what some of these people have had to say in the past, and keep checking back to see what they say in the future. It's your life. Be prepared and be ready to play by the rules. I want to thank the store owner from Sudbury for sending the question. Actually, it was more of a comment than a question, but the fact that he wants to know why so many young people expect to have everything handed to them. Well, you know, we may not have been doing a lot of favors to young people by making it easy for them to get through school. Perhaps we should have made things a little bit more difficult for them, but that's just the way it is. So hopefully the rules that Bill Gates has given, life is not fair, get used to it. The world won't care about your self-esteem. The world will expect you to accomplish something before you feel good about yourself. You will not make $60,000 a year right out of high school or university. You won't be a vice president with a car phone until you earn both. If you think your teacher is tough, wait till you get a boss. Flipping burgers is not beneath your dignity. Your grandparents had a different word for flipping burgers. They called it opportunity. If you mess up, it's not your parents' fault, so don't whine about your mistakes. Learn from them. Your school may have done away with winners and losers, but life has not. In some schools, they have abolished failing grades. They'll give you as many times as you want to get the right answer. But this doesn't bear the slightest resemblance to anything in real life. Life is not about being divided into semesters. You don't get summers off, and very few employers are interested in helping you